Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Remember, if you have any questions for Joey and Elise, you guys can always do a follow-up on all the questions. And again, hey, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you are having a great day on Valentine's Day, fantastic day. I wanted to especially say Happy Valentine's Day to my mom and Happy Valentine's Day to my co-host, Big Will Simmons.
Thanks, Trinity. Happy Valentine's to you, too. And I want to send Mom a very special Valentine's and give a shout-out to my sis, Christina, and her boyfriend, Charlie. Today is their first Valentine's Day today together. Love you guys.
Woohoo, me too. Not that I know you guys, but it's not hot. Well, since today is Valentine's Day, we are going to do a special show showing brother/sister lovey-dovey. We can all, like, family love. Our guest is Joey and Elise Luthman again. We go to the red carpet event all together, and we always see each other, and every time we see them, we are like, oh, it's the Luthmans. Hey!
That's so cool. They are awesome kids to hang out with, that's for sure. They have been both busy with auditions, bookings, and hitting red carpets, kind of like us. But we got some pretty cool stuff to announce. We have a new song to play for you guys. We have a Havana Watch giveaway to a lucky winner. And we got some kid news. And, well, we want to let everyone know what our show is now, 30 minutes.
Yes. We want to make sure that all of you know we are still airing every Friday from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's still going to be fun, exciting, trendy, hip show. It was created to be. So for now, don't forget to like Kidstown Live, but Kids with a Z. We'll be airing every Friday from 4 p.m. to 4:30 again. And you guys can log in at blogs.radio/EasyWayBroadcastingNetworks. And you can call in at 914-338-1303 if you have any questions for our guest today.
Yeah, so just because we changed it to 30 minutes, it doesn't mean we're not going to stop having fun. So please call us and ask your questions. Let us know what you think. If you have your favorite local band and you want us to play their song, leave a message on our Facebook fan page, Kids with a Z Town Live.
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge, I'm a huge fan of. And I wanted to share this special Valentine's news for all the Glee fans. Lea Mitchell, who plays Rachel on Glee, has a new album set to release soon. Woohoo! One of the songs of Lea's new album is Louder. It's a tribute to her late boyfriend, Corey from Glee, Finn, who plays Finn. The song is titled You Are Mine. Lea said it was hours when I think of him. I play this. So, woohoo, that's so cute. I wish her the best on Valentine's Day, and I wish her the best on her new album.
I have some Justin Bieber news. A museum in New York had removed a life-size black
I'm trying to think of how to say that I Baby, when I look into your eyes, you got me mesmerized like I'm floating on a cloud. Yeah, I know that I can be that girl you want when you wrap your arms around me and hold me. You'll see, boy. Now I'm trying to think of how to say that I want you. I hope you want me too. And I won't rush you, boy. I know that I'm not crazy, but I think that you should know that you're mine. You make my world bright. Everything's alright. Well, you should know you got that glow. Blue skies all the time. You're my guideline. You keep me warm through the storm. Turn everything into a sunny day. Oh,
that's an awesome song too.
Yeah, I love that song. I have to get on my iPod ASAP. So guess what? It's game time. We have a Havana watch to give away to a lucky winner. We're looking for the first caller that can name the show Joey and Elise worked on together. We will take callers ASAP. Call in at 914-338-1303. Good luck, everyone.
Yes, good luck, everyone. So now we have kids' news. So you want to say the kids' news, Big Will, or do you want me to?
I'll say it. First, I have some Justin Bieber news. A museum in New York had to move a life-size wax figure of Justin Bieber because the fans got too crazy with it. Spoiler alert, girl, it's not really him. Oh. Did you guys see he changed his Instagram name to Bizzle? Trinity, what do you think of his new name?
It's alright, you know. I think it's good.
Alright, girls, listen up. If you got a Valentine's today, and I know you do, here's my top three picks of what he would love to get. He would love some gift cards to GameStop, some cool hats, and his favorite of all, he likes some movie tickets to see the Lego movie in 3D. Totally for Justin Bieber.
It's so funny. Well, the song that played is called You're Mine. It was by Amber Marie. She sang at my birthday party in January 18th. Sorry, I got confused. She's so good. I love her song, Do It Right. And she dances good to that song, too.
Let's take our first break from our sponsors, Havana Watches. I have to say, these watches are pretty awesome. Trinity and I rocked our Havana watches last week at the AI Music Awards. We were still freaking fresh.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features, Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Hey guys, we're back. And if you missed it earlier, it's game time. We have an Havana watch to give away to one of you lucky winners. We're looking for the first caller that can name the show Joey and Elise worked on together. So we're calling ASAP. Call in at 914-338-1303. I want to say good luck to everyone again.
Yes, good luck. Well, we have Joey and Elise on air. Hey, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, guys.
Hello. What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you guys?
We are great. We're having a pretty spunky Valentine's Day. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally am.
I'm having an awesome Valentine's.
Awesome.
Yeah. We just got to hang out last week. I had so much fun with you guys. Joey, I must say that sombrero hat was looking pretty awesome at the comedy show.
Yep, that was a fun time.
It was huge, my goodness.
You know.
yeah, all rocking and everything.
Yeah.
So, Joey and Elise, did you guys always wanted to be an actors when you were younger?
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as I could remember, you know, I started doing theater, and that kind of got me into later doing film, and I just fell in love with it. You know, I was really little when I started doing theater, but yeah, as long as I could remember, I've always wanted to be an actor.
I know me, for a long time, I wanted to be a fashion designer, and you know, I still have a little place in my heart for fashion designing, but I saw Joey, you know, he was always on theater, and he was always doing these things, and I saw him come out to L.A., and you know, then I thought, you know, hey, I want to do that, I want to try it out, and now I really, really like it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Elise, I have known you for a very, very long time. We totally, like, need to make a movie or a TV show together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. We'll do
lots. Yeah, we can make it. Cool. So, how was it working on Bedtime Stories?
Oh, that was really fun because, like, you know, it is Nickelodeon, so, and a lot of Nickelodeon shows are very comedic and stuff, but this one, it was like Goosebumps, and it was very, you know, it was very serious, but it still had those comedic sides to it, and I really had a fun time working with that and with Jennifer Stone. I saw her at lunch and stuff, and I got to watch her scenes, and it was really cool to see her and stuff, so I had a fun time.
That's nice.
So, do you have any idea, Joey and Elise show?
Who came up? Well,
I think it was our mom.
Yeah, it was our mom's idea.
She was saying that for a long time. Like, you guys should do a show together eventually.
And then we just kind of did it one day just for the fun of it, and then it kept going. It started off as just like a little web series, like a 30-minute web series or something like that on, what was it, like Blip TV or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah. And that's how it started. And then a local TV company called PATV in Ohio, they do a lot of broadcasting and stuff locally. And so that's how we got onto TV. And then we started sending out our episodes to other
different TV stations,
broadcasting companies, and then we took it out here to LA, and then that's how it grew. That's how it started, though. Yeah,
the idea just kept growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm a really big fan of your guys' show. So, can you tell us anything that's going on in the future with the show?
Right now we're on hiatus. We're taking a little break and focusing on our acting, but I'm sure sometime soon we We'll get a little bit into it. You know, do some more episodes for you guys.
Yeah, we've been very busy with auditions and working, so you guys know how it is. At Red Carpet Event.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any pointers for Trinity and I since we're just starting out?
Well, I mean, I know, Trinity, you already got it going on. I mean, girl, you are a pro from the beginning. But I say just...
Oh, please. Keep going.
Oh, please. No.
You want to keep going?
you know, just stay strong and have fun with it, really.
Yeah.
If you're not having fun, then just...
Yeah, it's really just very relaxed, and
yeah.
You know, if you think too much into it, then it'll just, you know, become stiff, and
mm-hmm.
so, you know, just keep it loose.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Thank you.
So, remember, if you guys have any questions for Joni and Elise Luthman, please call in at 914-338-1303. Okay, well, we are going to talk about, let's see, what are we going to talk about? Well, how is your guys' Valentine's Day coming so far?
I know for me, I'm excited because later, I heard you guys talking about that Lego movie in 3D, and I'm actually going to see that later on with my friend. So, yeah, it'll be
nice.
Look forward to that. Mm-hmm. And eating chocolate. I know Valentine's Day, everyone's talking about chocolate.
Totally.
How about you, Joey?
I'm gonna go watch the last episode of the third season of Sherlock, the British show, which is really exciting because it came out like a month ago, but I'm just now watching it, so that'll be fun though. What is it? House of Cards, the second season is now on Netflix, which is a little more of an adult show, but it's a good show. Point is, it's a good show. And the acting's really good, too. That's what I like about it. But, yeah.
That's nice. So, I guess we have a caller right now, so let's see.
Awesome.
Hey, sure. Caller. What's your name? How you doing?
Hey, caller.
I'm good.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So, do you have any questions for... Do you have any questions for Joey and Elise?
Yeah, I do, actually. I was wondering, like, have you guys ever worked on a show together?
Yeah.
I think we have. I remember when we first started acting, we thought, you know, brother and sister, it's going to be amazing. We're going to do so many jobs together.
Yeah.
But that's so not true. Like, we've only done...
Other than the Joey and Elise show, we were almost in a film together because... It was like a New York Film Academy student film, and I had to work on another. I was on set when they were going to be shooting that student film. A friend of mine, Brandon Tyler Russell, did it instead, and I just thought that was funny because like we Elise and I did the rehearsals together, and then right until we filmed it, I had a conflict. So,
we were almost
at another legitimate student film together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
But hey, you know, sometime down the road we might work together.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, do you have any other questions for Joey and Elise?
No, that was just the only one.
well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, callers.
Okay, bye.
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 So, Joey, there was this one time I was watching TV, and there was this commercial on Disney, and, for some reason, Ant Farm showed up, and you popped in, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Joey.
Yeah, we saw that a couple days ago.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, that was so fun on Ant Farm. That was, and even cooler, I was at this event recently where it was Dominic Burgess, who plays my older self, the older Zoltan on the show. He he was there, and we were standing right next to him. He was like, oh my gosh, it's like looking in a mirror. But I love that. I love that episode just because I love time travel in general. And oh my gosh, have you seen the end of the episode? That blows my mind. The picture, her school picture, and everything. I'm not gonna say it if you haven't seen it, but it's so cool. I love it. I love that episode.
So how was it working on Ant Farm? And like, did you get to meet all the characters and everything?
Yeah, China is so nice, and Lex. Oh yeah, I've known Stephanie Scott for years, but even like way before she was on Ant Farm. And then Sierra McCormick, who is known her for a while. I was in the same school with her several years ago, but it was a blast. They were all really nice.
Since you guys have a really big family who are all in the show business, describe what your typical day is like.
Oh, wow. Jonathan, my older brother, he's in acting. He's kind of, he's taking a bit of a break. He's a very busy guy. He's taking a break right now he's doing electronics and stuff, and he makes own inventions and things like that, and he's working for a really big game company right now. All the way down in Inglewood. Yes, he drives.
What game company is he working with right now?
Every day. But the rest of them are either often going to college
or starting
a new job, but they're all still musicians though.
Yeah,
like Lauren, our older sister, still plays the clarinet, I think, or something like that, or the piano. And then my brother Michael, is a songwriter, plays guitar, and he's an English major too, which is awesome.
Wow.
But yeah,
that's nice.
We have a big family.
Yeah,
but it's.
So I have another question for you, Joey. How was it working on Chosen?
Chosen was a lot of fun. Chad Michael Murray was so awesome to work with because he's such a pro. And being able to work with someone like that and, you know, feeding off of them in a scene is just great because they know what they're doing. I'm just kind of the new guy just following along. But it was such a great experience because he taught me so much. Just, you know, relax and have fun with it. And what I loved about it too is that the director, you know, was also the writer, and you know, I always try to stick to the writing perfectly because they know in their head how they wrote it is, you know, in the, they see it as they're writing it, and it's specific. But this, you know, this writer, Ben, he was totally lenient with it. Like we would be 80% with the script, and then the rest of it would just be ad-libbed. And if he likes it, he would keep it. And he kept a lot of it, a lot of the ad-lib stuff in the episodes. And it was so much fun. But it was really intense, too. It was just all around a great experience.
So, Joey, can you tell us what was the most challenging role you went for?
The most challenging role I've done? I think Chosen was probably the most challenging because I was kidnapped, and I had a... That is true. A while ago, several years ago, I was on private practice where I had to have a seizure.
Oh, yeah.
I got a Young Artist Award for that one, so that was fun.
Congrats.
It must have been convincing, I guess. That was really challenging, yeah.
So, Elise, my girl. So, I heard, I seen that you have a video that you were singing and playing with the guitar.
yep. I'm going to try and do another one because I'm not too proud of that one. But, yeah, I got into playing the guitar a while back, and I'm really into it right now, and I'm learning a bunch of new songs, and hopefully I can make another video pretty soon because I have a bunch in the mix, but it's fun to play guitar.
And so do you write your own songs?
Right now, I don't. I'm just I'm working on, you know, like getting into the rhythm with the guitar and maybe start piano and stuff. Because right now, I'm just learning in that process. But hopefully soon, I will start to write my own song, and that'll be fun.
So today is Valentine's Day. Do you guys have anything fun to celebrate it?
Well, I know we have our friends to hang out with later today, and right now we're heading to an audition for Joey, so.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What is the audition for?
It's for this feature film, and I get to be like this evil kid, so it's fun. It'll be fun.
Oh.
It's a fun audition.
Wow.
Yeah. I almost forgot. I'm actually they work so fast. Like I just filmed it, but I'm actually gonna be on Modern Family in a couple weeks, in like the first week of March. So definitely check that out.
Oh my gosh! I'll definitely check that out. Congratulations!
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
Modern Family.
Yeah, Modern. I love that show. So I was so happy to work on it.
So can you tell us what part you're playing on the show?
Yeah, I'm the love interest of the character Alex on the show, who's like the nerd of the family of the Dumfies. So, yeah, that's what I am.
That's nice. Well, when you get in the audition and you get out, I hope you totally get it.
Well,
and
I hope so, too.
Definitely post us the details.
Thank you.
So Big Will, how are you doing with Valentine's Day?
I'm actually doing really good, and I'm spending the evening with my family, or with my dance family. I have my team Gravy Babies rehearsal tonight. But the cool thing about that is everybody's bringing food and candy, so it's going to be a lot of fun. What about you?
Well, me, I just got home from school, which is so awesome. And my mom loves Valentine's because it's right before her birthday, which is kind of funny. And she gets two presents, like more presents. And we are having a potluck, slash acoustic concert, in our little new apartment. And we're like trying to invite our family and. You guys can also come, too, because it's our new apartment. We're just going to have a little party, and it's really awesome. That apartment is, like, crazy awesome. And then I got a couple gifts from my Valentine's, and probably just going to chill today and probably watch movies.
Well, yeah. Sounds fun.
I know, right?
Oh, Trinity, I have a question for you. So since today is Valentine's Day, are you wearing pink or red?
Okay, so I have to say I am not wearing pink or red because my school.
Oh no!
No! My school is uniform.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I mean, if it was like free dress day today, I would totally wear red. Mostly red.
They really should, though.
Yeah.
You know, Friday. They do that sometimes on Friday. Yeah.
You should, like, have a red earring or something and just, like, hide it under your hair.
Exactly. Be a rebel. The one pink streak in your hair.
Well, thank you so much, Joey and Elise. You guys rock. And it was great having you guys on air on Valentine's Day, which is awesome, which is a pretty awesome day, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Oh. And can you give a shout out for Kids Town Live?
Yeah. All right, let's see. Wait, okay, hold on. We're gonna choreograph something. All right, ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Choreograph something over the phone. Hold our voices. All right, okay. All right, this is Joey.
And Elise.
And you're listening to Kids Town Live.
Woohoo, awesome.
Sounds so cool.
What's the best thing for kids? Next to the space station. Kids Town Live, of course, now broadcasting every Friday afternoon. broadcasting.com. Kids Town Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. We come second to the space station.
Thank you so much for everyone for listening on Kids Town Live, and have a great Valentine's Day.
Hello. Well, you also want to say thank you to LC1 Publicity, Ryan Torres, Sophie Olivares, and Easy Way Broadcasting for supporting Kids Town Live. Bye, everyone.